From 1 till 4. Afternoons with Steffi Callister.
Joining me in the studio this afternoon, I'm delighted to say, Ralph Woodward, who is going to be the conductor of the upcoming James McMillan St. Luke Passion, and Alice McMichael from the Fairhaven Singers. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in. If I can start with you, Ralph, tell us a bit about what makes this so special, this version.
Well, James McMillan is one of the greatest composers in the world, in my view. He is now Sir James McMillan, and you do have to be pretty good at music to get knighted. This is a setting of the Passion portion of St. Luke's Gospel. So it's the story of the crucifixion, basically. Obviously a well-known text, very dramatic story. He's a very religious man and religious composer, and so this is music that comes, you know, really deep from within him, and it's amazingly passionate and exciting.
So do you have to be religious to get it, or will the music carry it through?
I think the music carries it through. Certainly, I mean, not all of the choir are religious, and not all of our audience will be religious. It's first and foremost, it's a very dramatic story. Obviously, it's a very meaningful story for particularly for religious people. But beyond that, as a piece of music, it's gorgeous, exciting.
Alice, Fairhaven Singers, tell me about them.
Well, I mean, Fairhaven Singers have been going for a number of years and directed by Ralph Woodward. They rehearse weekly at the Queen's College Chapel. I'm quite a recent recruit to the Fairhaven Singers. I come from I was a solo singer myself, trained at the RSAMD, and I've been singing with them since March last year. And I'm really pleased to be part of this concert. Love James McMillan, really fantastic composer, and it's going to be a great concert.
And of course, there's other choirs taking part as well, aren't there?
Yes, we're lucky enough to have really good choirs, particularly children's voices or young singers' voices in particular. The Stephen Peirce Foundation, there's about 12 voices from them, and the girls' choir from St Catherine's College will be joining us.
So it's very Cambridge-orientated, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Ralph, if I can ask you again about St John's College Chapel, why does the whole atmosphere in there make this special? What does it do to the music?
Well, a number of things. One thing is there is a fairly substantial part for organ in the school, and John's is one of the best organs in Cambridge. It is visually very gorgeous. You know, it looks inside like a cathedral with stained glass and soaring ceiling and all that. And, of course, with its being made of stone and wood, it does give a wonderful acoustic effect. It gives a gloss to the sound, spaciousness without being muddy. I think it's the perfect acoustic and setting in general for this piece.
So tell us, why should people come and see it, in your opinion, in both of your opinions? Why do you think, how can you sell it to people that aren't particularly, say, that kind of music orientated?
Well, I mean, judging by our rehearsals, it strikes me as being a really exciting work. Very, very different. James McMillan is one of my favourite composers anyway. I've sung quite a lot of his liturgical music, but in smaller contexts. This is the first large work that I've been a part of. It's a new work. People won't have heard it before. I think we will do it very well. I think we've got brilliant people with us, with the brilliant orchestra. The East Anglia Chamber Orchestra will be playing. It's just going to be all guns blazing, and I just think people should come along.
Yeah. Ralph, what's your background then?
Well, I grew up in Durham, as you can tell from my strong northeastern accent. Came down to Cambridge as a student many, many, many years ago. And stayed on, really.
We all get hooked, don't we?
Yes.
We all get drawn in.
Never left.
Absolutely. Right, remind us of the time and the place.
Yes, well, it's the 18th of March, Saturday the 18th of March at St John's College, and tickets are available from the Fairhaven Singers website, 7:30 p.m, thank you, Ralph, which is www.fairhavensingers.org.uk. You can get tickets priced at £25, £15 or £5.
That's great. That's absolutely great. Thank you both for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.